Hello, Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Gancon from America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have all kinds of things to talk about this morning, including the fact that Cindy Sheehan has decided to call it quits in regard to her protests against the war in Iraq. This is something that has just come out with CNN.com. They're saying that Cindy Sheehan, the mother who became an anti-war leader after a soldier's son was killed in Iraq, says she is walking away from the peace movement. Sheehan says her son died for nothing, and she says her activism has cost her her health, her husband, and her savings. She's saying, quote, "My son did indeed die for nothing," unquote. She's upset that Democrats and anti-war politicians can't end the Iraq war. She's exhausted by the personal, financial, and emotional toll. And finally, she says, "I am going to take whatever I have left and go home," unquote. This is a very sad story, of course, and it's a situation that goes into a lot of analysis of the sort of thing that people go through who are involved in some sort of activism that really, really matters. Even if you don't agree with her position, you have to admire the fact that she has been very dedicated to a particular conviction that this war is wrong. It has cost her a great deal. And obviously it's something where she is simply exhausted by the toll of this whole situation. CNN indicates that Cindy Sheehan, the California mother who became an anti-war leader after her son was killed in Iraq, declared Monday she was walking away from the peace movement. She said her son died for nothing. Sheehan achieved national attention when she camped outside President Bush's home in Crawford, Texas, throughout August of 2005 to demand a meeting with the president over her son's death. While Bush ignored her, the vigil made her one of the most prominent figures among opponents of the war. But in a web diary posted to the liberal online community Daily Kos on Monday, she said she was exhausted by the personal, financial, and emotional toll of the past 2 years. She wrote that she is disillusioned by the failure of Democratic politicians to bring the unpopular war to an end, and tired of a peace movement, she said, quote, often puts personal egos above peace and human life, unquote. Casey Sheehan, a 24-year-old Army specialist, was killed in an April 2004 battle in Baghdad. His death prompted his mother to found Gold Star Families for Peace. But in Monday's 1,200-word letter titled, quote, "Good Riddance Attention Whore," unquote, Sheehan announced that her son did indeed die for nothing. "I have tried ever since he died to make his sacrifice meaningful," she wrote. "Casey died for a country which cares more about who will be the next American Idol and how many people will be killed in the next few months while Democrats and Republicans play politics with human lives. It is so painful to me to know that I bought into this system for so many years, and Casey paid the price for that allegiance. I failed my boy, and that hurts the most," unquote. Cindy Sheehan's sister, Dee Dee Miller, told CNN that the group would continue working for humanitarian causes, drop its involvement in the anti-war movement. As for her sister's letter, Miller said, quote, "She cried for quite a bit after writing it," unquote. Sheehan warned that the United States was becoming a fascist corporate wasteland and that one-time allies among Bush's Democratic opposition turned on her when she began trying to hold them accountable for bringing the four-year-old war to a close. In the meantime, she said her anti-war activism had cost her her marriage, that she had put the survivor's benefits paid for her son's death and all her speaking and book fees into the cause, and that she now owed extensive medical bills. Quote, "I'm going to take whatever I have left and go home," she wrote. "I'm going to go home and be a mother to my surviving children and try to regain some of what I have lost. I will try to maintain and nurture some very positive relationships that I have found in the journey that I was forced into when Casey died, and try to repair some of the ones that have fallen apart since I began this single-minded crusade to try and change a paradigm that is now, I am afraid, carved in immovable, unbendable, and rigidly mendacious marble, unquote. That's Cindy Sheehan coming to us today from CNN, where she basically indicates that she is giving up her protest, says that her son died for nothing. She's upset that Democrats and anti-war politicians can't end the Iraq war. She's exhausted by the personal, financial, and emotional toll, and says that she's going to take whatever she has left and is going to go home. Interesting story. I think it says a great deal about what is going on in the present political climate in America. And this very sad story dovetails quite nicely with something that I wrote over Memorial Day weekend for the American Free Press that is now the lead story for the American Nationalist Union. When we come back, we'll take a look at my story, take a look at some other news stories. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've got a series of news items to cover today. Tomorrow, we're going to have a very special guest on this show, Dr. Kaveh Farouk. who is the author of Shadows of War. This is a brand new book that's out dealing with the history of the Persian Empire from a military perspective. Dr. Farouk has been on the show before, months ago. He is right now still connected with the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada. And if you go to Barnes & Noble or Borders, I trust in the new books section, you're going to find what I found in San Antonio last night, which is the volume Shadows of War. It is absolutely essential reading. If you get a hold of this book, you're going to discover beautiful maps, beautiful pictures, and beautiful analysis of things that go all the way back to the ancient Achaemenid kings of Persia that are mentioned in the Old Testament. And this book is absolutely an essential addition to your library. Dr. Farouk's going to come on and spend a little time with all of us tomorrow morning talking about how he put this book together and why he did it. And it's an absolutely wonderful, wonderful volume. Osprey Publishing, O-S-P-R-E-Y, Osprey Publishing, has come out with Shadows of War. And I think you're really going to enjoy browsing this book at your local bookstore and subsequently picking up a copy. I know that right now, among other things, I'm teaching a course on the book of Daniel in the Old Testament down at Emmanuel Lutheran Church at 130 Saipan in South San Antonio. I am going to make this book essential required reading for all of the folks who come into my class. They really need to take a look at this thing. And I will have my copy of the book before tomorrow so that I can help the listeners in our conversation with Dr. Kaveh Farouk in the morning. That's really going to be a show that's going to be a great treat. I did spend Memorial Day weekend doing two other things. One is listing out a whole series of prospective guests for this show, several of whom have already agreed to come on. I'll say more about that later in the hour. But suffice it to say that it's really going to be a fun time here in the next month or so on this show with some of the people that either have come on or are in the process of being scheduled to come on. And I'll say more about this again later in the broadcast. Back then to this Memorial Day weekend, a couple of things come to mind. One is that we now know from CNN.com as of today that Cindy Sheehan is giving up her protest against the Iraq war. She's absolutely burned out, absolutely disillusioned, absolutely disgusted with the Democratic Party in this particular case. I hate to say I told you so, Cindy, but the Democratic Party is as corrupt as the Republican Party. They're two sides of the corporate fascist coin that you indicate that they are. You're absolutely correct. One thing Cindy did not say, maybe it's in her heart and she didn't say it, but I think we ought to add Zionist coin to her comments that came out in a 1,200-word letter today. No question about it, folks. Israel is behind this war. Israel is behind the attempt to expand the American military involvement into Iran. You can absolutely take that to the bank. And over this weekend, this very, very tragic Memorial Day weekend, I wrote an article. As I mentioned on the show on Friday, which was preempted by a storm, Pastor Elder McCants in San Antonio, who is the pastor of Holy Cross Lutheran Church down on South New Braunfels Avenue, very, very wonderful African-American evangelical Lutheran pastor, one of the great people in the larger San Antonio community. He, some days ago, matter of fact, it would have been a week ago Friday exactly, lost his nephew in Iraq. Marquis J. McCants, age 23, graduate of O'Connor High School in San Antonio, was killed both with a small arms fire as well as by an improvised explosive device that went off. Marquis J. McCants was an Army medic. He was assigned to the 82nd Airborne Division, which of course is based in Fort Bragg. And his death has affected a lot of lives in San Antonio. On Friday, this past Friday, there was a funeral, both at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home, which is at the corner of Austin Highway and Eisenhower Roads in San Antonio. That was followed by a full military honors burial at Fort Sam Houston National Cemetery. I was profoundly moved by these entirely dreadful events of the last few days as it relates both to Pastor McCants' nephew and as it relates to what's been going on in this war with Iraq. So I wrote an article. I wrote it for the American Free Press and sent it to Christopher Petherick, the managing editor of AFP, this past weekend. That article also went to a number of other places, but it was written especially for AFP. It has now been picked up as the lead story this morning at the American Nationalist Union site. That's Don Wasall's site, which you can find at anu.org. You can also find it at Al Bawaba, and Amman Jordan has picked it up. Who knows where else it may end up, but suffice it to say that I have written an essay on the death of Marquis J. McCants, which I truly hope is worth your time. It's a very painful essay, but it gets at the bottom of some things that are coming from my heart today in regard to this present situation in Iraq. And as it relates to what it says about us as Americans collectively in regard to this special tragedy. Cindy Sheehan, of course, one suspects is coming at this whole vantage point, not only as one who has lost a son, but certainly as one who one would suspect would be defined as a liberal or one who is left of center politically. I'm coming at this same question of tragedy in Iraq from the traditional America First right. And I think it's important to see what the distinctions are as well as to affirm what the similarities are in regard to why we feel the way we do about this war in Iraq. And when it comes to Cindy Sheehan, I suppose that there will be those today who will take great and very perverse satisfaction at what has happened to her. I don't see how that's possible, how any thinking, decent human being can fail to look at her circumstance and not feel a lot of pain and a lot of empathy for her. This is a dreadful story, and it seems to me that those of us who are activists on the American right, the traditional America First populist right, will identify with Cindy Sheehan in many, many ways, including the fact that she is absolutely fed up and absolutely disgusted and absolutely burned out with the entire political and cultural situation in this country. If you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network today and you're feeling that same way, then you know what I'm talking about. This is a very, very grim circumstance and one that we need to continue fighting for and fighting about in the best sense of the word while there's still time to do it. Because it seems to me that we are just around the corner from some events that are even worse than what we've been through, if that's possible, and I think it is. And we need to mark this last Memorial Day as a particularly tragic one. I'll say more about my article in a few minutes, but there's breaking news at CNN. It says that 8 U.S. soldiers, 8 additional ones, have now been killed on Memorial Day in an attack in Iraq's Diyala province. That's according to a U.S. military official. Al Bawaba, the Middle East Gateway, and Amman Jordan is reporting the same thing, also talking about a Baghdad car bombing that's now killed 23 people. Is there any end to this in sight, folks? We have to go back and examine this whole situation from the same perspective that we did this past Friday on the show. Mr. Bush did not get a congressional declaration of war. We entered this situation under false pretenses in regard to the so-called intelligence information that we had that claimed that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. We have lost 3,400 American young people and counting. We have had, according to the British Lancet Medical Journal, 650,000 Iraqi civilian deaths. We have had 100,000 additional wounded, supposedly, on the Iraqi side. Who knows how many wounded on the American side, probably 30,000 at least. But suffice it to say that this is not only a great tragedy that need not have been, it's a tragedy that continues to unfold. Every day it worsens. Every day, just about the time that we think we've seen it all, there's a report of something that's more disgusting and more tragic and more heartrending than what's happened in the previous day or week or month or year. This business is not going away. If anything, it's about to get worse. And so when we look at what has happened to our country, what has happened to these young people who have been committed to the Middle East, we need to say a special prayer today that somehow, some way, God leads us and leads the right people out of this morass while there's yet time. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. All kinds of things to talk about this morning as we wind down from a very sad Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day is always a sad time, of course. It's a particularly sad time this year, I think, not only because of what has happened to so many young people in our country as a result of this war in Iraq, but the fact that this Memorial Day weekend reminds us, in the wake of Cindy Sheehan's decision to get out of the anti-war movement officially, that we live in a very frustrating time. For those of us left, right, and center who are involved in trying to fight what's going on as it relates to corporate control of our political process and Zionist control of our political process, we look at the Cindy Sheehan tragedy and are reminded that when you become involved in this kind of activism, whether you're on the left or on the right, you pay a price. And sometimes the price becomes absolutely excruciating. And I can't imagine what Cindy Sheehan is going through this morning. My heart goes out to her. I hope that all of your hearts go out to her. as we affirm the fact that we are in trouble as a country, no question about it. I don't think that there's a phase of American life that you can look at and not say that we are in a lot of difficulty in the United States, difficulty that's going to get worse. And so on this Memorial Day weekend, I would simply hope that all of us can reaffirm our own values, define who and what it is that we believe in, define the price that we're willing to pay for real freedom. Not freedom as George Bush defines the word freedom, but real freedom, as Washington and Madison and Jefferson would define freedom. Let's be recommitted to that as a result of this past weekend. I don't know what form it takes in regard to your own individual lives, those of you who are listening to the show this morning, but let's be reacquainted with and rededicated to the things that really matter, the belief in God that we hopefully have, the love that we have for our family members and closest friends, and the love that we have for the country. Not the country according to its present condition, which is being run by multinational corporate conglomerates and central bankers, a country whose institutions have been taken over by the Zionist movement, a country whose president does all kinds of things that are flatly illegal. Let's don't affirm any of that. And I think to the extent that there are plenty of people out there who this past Memorial Day weekend attempted to say that George Bush's America is our America and that we should be willing to die for both because they're one and the same, that's nonsense, folks. Absolute nonsense. I think we've seen other periods of time in history where that kind of deification of the central state and deification of a national leader has been attempted. It's had tragic results every time. There is nothing, in my view, that is truly American about affirming that kind of nonsense. And to the extent that some of us had to endure Memorial Day speeches that dealt with those kinds of bromides, let's take some Pepto-Bismol and get over it and resolve that we'll never be exposed, hopefully, to that sort of thing again. But for those of us who this last Memorial Day weekend remember folks who truly died for freedom, remembered loved ones who have suffered through all kinds of terrible, unspeakable things, let's be recommitted to the notion that never again as a nation will we enter into a conflict under the circumstances that we did in this thing in Iraq in March of 2003. Let's recover the country again. Let's fight for it. Let's take a very deep breath today and go on. Despite the pain that all of us are feeling, let's go on. I'm Cindy Shea, and I trust that after a very long rest, very long reflection in regard to what she's been through in the last 3 years of her life, that she'll eventually be rededicated to this as well. But one thing I would say to Mrs. Sheehan, with great respect and great admiration for what she's tried to do, is that the Democratic Party is as much in the tube as the Republican. And we need to be coming up with something, folks, that involves political solutions, to stop thinking in traditional political categories and working with the same corrupt people who have been a part of this system for who knows how many years. We need to reflect on how we do it. We need to reflect on why we do it. We need to come up with a good concrete plan of action, and then we need to do it. By the way, Kurt Nimmo contacted me last night by email. I'm going to say more about this at a little bit after 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time. But Kurt wrote me to say that B'nai B'rith has been shutting down some peace activists up in Canada, and they've been trying to quash freedom of speech. Oh, ho, ho, ha, 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 surprise, surprise, right? When monopolization of the media fails, and that's the title of one of the articles he sent me from up in Canada through a publication called Dissident Voice, when monopolization of the media fails, then quash freedom of speech. This is what's happening in Canada. It's what's going to be happening and is in the process of happening in the United States of America. But Kurt Nimmo, my good friend, is one of a series of people who have been listed up in Canada as being subversives because they have failed to toe the Zionist line on what's going on in the Middle East. I'll say more about this right around 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time. But what Kurt has to tell us relates to our present situation in the Middle East as well as in the United States. We need to take it very seriously, and we'll revisit the issue in about an hour and a half. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. When we come back, we'll take a look at my essay on the death of Marquis J. McCants. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been covering a series of news stories this morning, including Cindy Sheehan's dropping out of the anti-war movement for all the reasons that she states in a 1,200-word letter that you can find or reference to it found at CNN.com. We've lost an additional eight young people in Iraq as of this Memorial Day weekend. Another 23 have been killed in another car bombing. It never ends, folks. And when we think of this thing day by day, week by week, month by month, the death tolls continue to mount. The threat of a wider war continues to mount. Mr. Bush still continues to insist that all of this is in the American interest. I think you and I know that it isn't. Left, center, and right thinking Americans know that this situation is an ill-advised adventure. An adventure undertaken at one level by Mr. Bush, but an adventure urged upon Mr. Bush and the rest of us by Jewish neoconservatives who have been fronting for Israel and fronting for multinational corporate interests. That's in effect what is behind this. This weekend, Memorial Day weekend, I wrote an essay. I have submitted this essay to the American Free Press, sent it to Christopher Petherick over the weekend. It has since been picked up as the lead story at the American Nationalist Union. If you listen to the ad, by the way, that we ran here just before this current segment, the Nationalist Times is a publication that's available to you. The Nationalist Times, as I understand it, is offered by the American Nationalist Union, which you can find at anu.org. And the lead story today at the American Nationalist Union is my essay, Mark Dankoff for the American Free Press, Memorial Day in San Antonio, the final resting place of Marquis J. McCants, and the death of the American Republic. This, again, has been submitted primarily for the American Free Press, but Don Wassel at the American Nationalist Union has picked it up. It's now the lead story on his site. Al Bawaba in Amman, Jordan, is now running the same story. Who knows who else is going to pick this up? Breaking All the Rules News is running it as of this morning. It comes from my heart. It says a lot of difficult things in relationship to the death of Marquis J. McCants, who is a 23-year-old man from San Antonio, Texas, a combat medic, combat airborne medic, trained at Fort Sam Houston. He was a 2001 graduate of O'Connor High School here in San Antonio, the first casualty of this war coming from that high school. He is the nephew of a very, very close personal friend of mine, Pastor Elder McCants, of the Holy Cross Lutheran Church on South New Braunfels Avenue in the south end of town here. Pastor McCants did the preaching, by the way, at this young man's funeral over the weekend, which got a lot of publicity in San Antonio. It was on the major news networks briefly. It's been carried ongoingly by the San Antonio Express News. I would like to say something, first of all, about my friend Pastor Elder McCants. I'm not at all surprised by this because of the type of traditional Christian that he is. He is a very profound evangelical, conservative, confessional, traditional Lutheran. If you know what that represents theologically, you would not at all be surprised to learn that Pastor McCants did a wonderful job of preaching the gospel at this funeral. He stayed away from the bromides that characterize so many people who preach at these types of events, where they preach a certain perverse type of Americanism that is not Americanism at all in the real sense of the word. Pastor McCants was not preaching the gospel of George Bush this weekend at his nephew's funeral. He was not preaching the gospel of Dick Cheney. He was not preaching the gospel of Christian Zionism. He was not preaching the gospel of multinational corporate globalism. He was simply preaching the gospel and talking about the fact that he believed very firmly that his nephew, Marquis J. McCants, is now with the Lord Jesus Christ. So I wanted to say personally that I appreciated the fact that Pastor McCants avoided the pitfalls that come to so many pastors who confuse the kingdom of God with other kingdoms. Elder McCants didn't do that. He's too fine a person, too good a theologian, too good a pastor, and too fine a bereaved uncle to fall into that. And he didn't fall into it, and said all kinds of things that were absolutely appropriate about his nephew and about his nephew's Lord. And I think for people who attended that funeral, either at a Sunset Funeral Home or who later went out to the gravesite at Fort Sam Houston National Cemetery, that they heard a very fine gospel presentation. But I wrote this essay again for the American Free Press. It's been submitted to Christopher Petherick. It's been sent to some other people worldwide, with primary attribution for the American Free Press. The American Nationalist Union is now running this on the front page this morning. If you go to anu.org, you will see it. It's entitled Mark Dankoff, Memorial Day in San Antonio, the final resting place of Marquis J. McCants and the death of the American Republic. I'd like to share this with my listeners this morning, if I might. It has been a sultry, oppressively humid day on this Saturday morning of Memorial Day weekend. The overcast character of the South Texas sky seems to be a precursor of violent thunderstorms and threateningly high winds. The physical conditions in the Alamo City suggestively match the spiritual pallor which seems to enshroud Military City, USA. There is a lurking threat of ongoing death and tragedy here, matched only by the reticence of most of the denizens of the American military's leading domestic metropolis to speak of it openly. The silence breaks the sound barrier. Its grim implications are everywhere evident. There are far fewer Bush-Cheney 2004 and United We Stand bumper stickers on vehicles transversing the construction-riddled major highways. There is a painful irony in star-spangled banner-laced store advertisements reminding people that Memorial Day is a special time to remember the sacrifice of the men and women of the armed forces of the United States who lie still beneath the ground's green, manicured surface at Fort Sam Houston National Cemetery. After all, San Antonio seems to be a city in transition. It now seems less an American city, more of a Mexican one. The Communist Chinese now occupy a sector of what was Kelly Air Force Base on the south side. And the Trans-Texas Project, part of the globalist schema to enact a North American Union and the subsequent end of the United States as a sovereign nation state, will come roaring right through San Antonio's famed I-35 corridor from the west coast of Mexico on its way to Austin, Dallas, Kansas City, Duluth, and Canada. Something is clearly wrong. Change, death, and tragedy came to San Antonio in another palpable way on this Memorial Day weekend. At Fort Sam Houston National Cemetery, they laid to final rest a young African-American man from the Alamo City named Army Specialist Marquis J. McCants. He was killed by an IED explosion and accompanying small arms fire in Iraq last week. McCants, known to family members and friends as Mark, was 23 years old. He left behind grieving parents, a wife, and three children. His death was the 28th suffered since March of 2003 by a silently sorrowful pro-military constituency in what was once one of America's proudest cities. His uncle, Pastor Elder McCants of Holy Cross Lutheran Church on San Antonio's south side, is one of the community's most precious gifts in pastoral ministry. Marquis McCants represents a disturbingly familiar profile to those who have studied the personal histories and demographics represented by the most obvious victims of Mr. Bush's war in Iraq. He is an African-American who, after graduation from O'Connor High School in San Antonio, discovered the impossibility of supporting a wife and three children on a salary generated by a service economy job at Sam's Club. Enlistment in the U.S. Army seemed to be a viable alternative. When he enlisted, Mark chose advanced training as a combat medic assigned to airborne duty with the famed 82nd Airborne Division. He is reported to have explained this choice at the time by saying, quote, "I want to be able to save my friends," unquote. Reaction to his death in Babylon has been swift, especially from the Army Specialist's father, Savage McCants. The latter is notably a retired United States Air Force Master Sergeant with 25 years of active duty service. His remarks to the San Antonio Express News this week have shattered the local conspiracy of silence about Mr. Bush and the Iraqi quagmire in a way which may be suggestive of things to come, both in the Alamo City as well as nationally. Quote, "As far as I'm concerned, this war is a personal agenda for the president," said the senior McCants. "I never did agree with the war. We're not winning anything. We have no real mission over there. The only thing that's keeping me from losing my mind over this is my faith in God," unquote. Savage McCants is correct. The United States is losing this needless war of counterinsurgency in the Middle East and Central Asia. There is no purposeful mission which meets the constitutional and America First litmus test for military conflict. American intelligence reports claiming the possession of weapons of mass destruction by Saddam Hussein, utilized by Mr. Bush and his errand boy Colin Powell to generate domestic public support for an attack on Iraq, have been shown to be provably fraudulent. Mr. Bush, who recently described the Constitution of the United States as a quote-unquote GD piece of paper, managed to prove his point in March of 2003 by failing to procure a congressional declaration of war before launching the nation into the mindless abyss. The results are as tangible as they are catastrophic. 650,000 Iraqi civilians are dead, according to the British Lancet Medical Journal report. 3,400-plus Americans have lost their lives. King George's $50 billion war has suddenly metastasized to $500 billion with no end in sight. Iraq is now a cesspool of unending conflict between Sunnis, Shiites, and Kurds. The political blowback against the United States throughout the Islamic world is overwhelming. The winds of a wider war with Iran are blowing ominously across the frozen tundra of the international landscape. Savage McCants is mistaken in one significant respect. The war, prosecuted by an out-of-control chief executive of the United States and acquiesced in by a comatose legislative branch on Capitol Hill, is not simply the pursuit of Mr. Bush's personal agenda fueled by a demonically driven psychosis. It is, in the words of Lieutenant General William Odom, the greatest strategic and tactical military blunder in the storied history of an American republic turned empire. Compounding the horror, the deceived and the bereaved must now face another torturous truth. The driving force behind this war is the government of Israel, the Israeli lobby, and the forces both entities control within the American establishment. This includes the government of the United States, corporate media, the National Security Leviathan, and the educational institutions funded and administered by the central state. That this is the case is not seriously in question. Commentators as diverse as Justin Raimondo of Antiwar.com, Michael Collins Piper of the American Free Press, Dr. Stephen Snagoski of The Last Ditch, John Pilger, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, and James Petras have repeatedly shown the Zionist state's direct connection to Jewish neoconservatives bearing direct responsibility for planning and directing the disaster at hand. Paul Wolfowitz, Douglas Feith, David Wormser, and Richard Pearl are but the tip of the proverbial iceberg. The sinister trail of connections leads to the project for a new American century paper trail of the late 1990s and the present calamity of the American-Israel Political Action Committee's spy plot designed to purloin American intelligence secrets pertaining to Iran. Add to this the public statements of a laundry list of Israeli governmental and intelligence officials on the subject in the tribe's own media, principally the Jerusalem Post and Haaretz, and the outline of the truth becomes unmistakable. The armed forces of the United States have become a surrogate janissary force for Zionist and multinational corporate interests in the Middle East. Period. End of story. Mr. Bush, properly perceived, merely becomes one of a series of frontmen in the cynical conspiracy and endgame. In this regard, he is joined by the puppets of both major American political parties, the Zionist-controlled American media talking chieftains, and international central bankers. It is not an accident that the consequence is an America which increasingly resembles the society of its masters in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, both in the development of a domestic police state apparatus and an increasingly militant foreign policy based in the jettisoning of reasonable diplomacy and an accompanying first resort employment of military coercion and covert operations in the subterranean world. Mr. Bush's war for American empire and Jewish hegemony has killed more than fine young men like Marquis J. McCants. The legacy of Washington, Madison, and Jefferson also lies buried somewhere beneath the green lawns of sacred tree-lined sanctuaries like Fort Sam Houston and Arlington National Cemeteries. No sane and intellectually honest analysis can conclude that they live in an age where the president's pen strokes have authorized the first use of nuclear weapons against Iran. See National Security Presidential Directive 35 in support of Conplant 8022, the suspension of the writ of habeas corpus, the ongoing use of warrantless surveillance and black bag operations against American citizens within the continental United States, and a presidential usurpation of powers that enables Mr. Bush to declare a state of emergency any time he desires without the consent and review of Congress and for a duration of time to be determined by the president alone. See the May 9th National Security Presidential Directive 51, also known as Homeland Security Presidential Directive 20. One presumes that Israeli citizen and intelligence asset, American Homeland Security Director Michael Chertoff, approves. The May 9th executive order makes him Mr. Bush's point man in the administration of the coming American police state. Stay tuned. The false flag incident of the century may be lurking just around the corner. In the meantime, may the loss of Army Specialist Marquis J. McCants and his compatriots draw us closer to God and his Son in the midst of unspeakable grief on this especially poignant and dreadful Memorial Day. and may their absence drive us to a renewed pledge to reclaim this country from the despots and money changers who have pilfered it, even as the clock toward apocalyptic disaster continues to count down to the final gun, signaling the end of history and the physical cosmos itself. This is something that I wrote for the American Free Press this weekend, sent it off to Christopher Petherick. It has since been reprinted by the American Nationalist Union. It's appeared, as I understand it, Matthias Chang is now running this on his website in Malaysia. Mark Glenn has picked it up for Crescent and Cross. I hope that it comes out in a number of other locations as well, that more and more people might see it, not because I wrote it, but because I think it's something that needs to be said. And it will, in fact, remember a very fine young man, along with a series of other fine young men and women who have lost their lives in this tragedy. And as we remember that, we might be renewed in our belief in what really matters and distinguish true Americanism and true constitutionalism and true Christianity from the falsehoods and the bromides that we are routinely given by Mr. Bush. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
We're back. This is Mark and Cox America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Glad you're with us again this morning. Tomorrow, Dr. Kaveh Farouk is going to be with us. He's been on this show before talking about the involvement of the American CIA and the British MI6 and the Israeli Mossad in supporting these so-called separatist movements in Iran. Dr. Kaveh Farouk is a world-class scholar at the same time, not simply in terms of intelligence operations and movements in the Middle East, particularly as it pertains to Iran, but he has written a first-rate book entitled Shadows of War. It's now in the new book section at both Borders and Barnes & Noble, at least here in San Antonio. Shadows of War is a history of Persia as it relates to military matters. He goes all the way back to the Achaemenid Empire, dealing with Cyrus the Great and all of the Achaemenid kings that followed, who are mentioned in the Old Testament. And Dr. Kaveh Farouk does a first-rate job of covering this material as it relates to ancient times as well as modern. If you really want to understand Iran, in regard to the last 2,500 years of world history, you need to get Shadows of War. It's an expensive book. I think it retails for almost $30, but it'll be a reference work that you'll staying in your library in perpetuity. And I hope to have my copy before tomorrow because he and I are going to talk about the book. And it's a show that I hope will entertain you at the same time that I think it will educate you as well as me in regard to sitting at the feet of a real historical master when it relates to things Middle Eastern and to things Iranian. That's Dr. Kaveh Farouk tomorrow. I'd also like to ask you to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're still in a pledge drive. Folks, we need you. We need you like we've never needed you before in regard to continuing what Mr. Stattmiller has begun here through all the shows that he has amassed and through all the fine hosts that he's put together. We're a team, and a team needs support. That's why we're turning to you once again and asking you to help us and to help us to the extent that you can possibly do it. You can contact us in one of three ways. You can do it on the World Wide Net, www.republicbroadcasting.org. If you do it that way, you can donate via PayPal. If you choose to do it by mail, you can send your donation to the Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South Mays, as in Willie Mays, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can also pick up the phone and call us at 1-800-724-2719. 1-800-724-2719. Please put the public to the extent that you possibly can. And when we come back, I'll take a caller. This is Mark Ancos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
With recent